Family can be one of your most cherished things or one of your most hated. I have a little bit of both, but you never realize how much it means to you until it's the only thing you have left. You never really think about how much they've done for you. Think of a time when you lost something or someone so special. What did you do? On the day of my 12th birthday, my mom agreed to get what I wanted, snake bites. She didn't really agree with it for a long time, but then after I finally convinced her on weeks on end of bothering her, I remember how excited I was. I'm pretty sure she thought I was crazy, but that's kind of true. Our family was going through a lot at the moment, so I felt really bad afterwards. My grandma was really sick and in the hospital. Seeing her like that made my soul cringe. She told me never to destroy what God gave me. She told me in her humble voice that if God wanted a hole there, he would put it there. I loved her to death, but honestly thought that was bullshit. I was going to do what made me happy. On the way to the truck and headset too, my mom was in somewhat of a good mood. She didn't really say anything. I couldn't really see her face other than the windblown hair over her cheeks going everywhere. For a day in November in Missouri with the windows down, it was really nice outside, surprisingly. As we got closer to the shop, my mom started to get really upset, probably because she was taking her 12-year-old daughter to be impaled with needles in the face, but who knows, for I was far too excited to even give a care in the world. As we walked through Shuggin Head's tattoo shop on St. John, I felt the adrenaline running through my veins. I sat down on the cold bench with a tray of needles, fresh in their packaging, to the right of me, ready to rip through my flesh. I saw my mom holding the camera, asking me about how I felt. I was 100% ready to feel that needle rip through and tear my skin. Dan walked in, slouching over his breath. He was a tall, skinny man with bloodshot eyes. As he prepared the equipment for my impalement, the song Far From Home by Five Finger Death Punch played. I remember the deep chords being played. As ready as I'd ever be, he marks my lips with a marker. He has an unsure look on his face, asking, "Are you really sure you want to do this?" I answered, "Yeah," just to get out how much of a badass I would look. The tall, skinny man turned away and put on his gloves while singing along to the music. He turned around and clamped my lips and closed the clamps very tight. I remember how tight and cold the metal was against my skin. On the count of three, take a deep breath in, then out, he said with his deep, scratchy voice. 1, 2, 3. I took a deep breath in and exhaled as I felt the warm needle ripping through my flesh. I smiled and looked at my mom. Seeing her facial expression was hilarious. He slid the jewelry through my lip and then clamped down the other side, which then ripped again through my flesh with the warm, sharp needle. I fell in love with the sharp, quick pain. I had grown an addiction to piercings by the age of 12, an addiction no other human being can understand. 2 horizontal piercings on my lower lip, one on the left and one on the right. However, I went to school the next day and everyone started giving me shit about my new piercings. Those are ugly. Why would you do that? Ew, take them out. Don't look at me when you have those on your face. But I didn't give 2 shits about what they had to say because I knew what I did made me happy. At the end of the day finally came, after a whole day of people giving me shit about it, I was pretty pissed off. Yeah, time to go home. Finally. I got off the bus and walked home with my cousins Mark and Alyssa. They were the same age as I, but months younger. As we got closer to all of our houses, we split apart and went in. I go into my living room and threw my book bag on the floor. I went to the kitchen like I always did and grabbed something to eat. Plopped down on the couch and checked Facebook. At the time, when you're 12 years old, Facebook was a pretty big deal. My sister and mom were already home, but as soon as I sat down and relaxed, my mom gave me a really weird look and told me we were going to my grandma's house. I happily got up and put on my old beat-up shoes and grabbed a jacket. I've always loved going to my grandma's house. She gives me inspiration to be my own person. She shows me how to be confident and stay happy. I went outside with my little sister Charity and waited in the car. She had really curly brown hair at the time, sucking on her 2 fingers, laying back. It was about 5 minutes before my mom came out. She walked out slowly and got in the car. Usually she turned on music, but this time she didn't. I wasn't old enough at the time to realize something was wrong, but now I'm old enough and I realize everything was. We stopped at Kirk Trip in Riverside, where we lived at the time, for gas and snacks. I remember my mom letting me pump the gas because I've always loved the smell of it. I got hot Cheetos because for every other kid my age, to be honest, we thought we were the shit. Charity and I shared a sweet tea and my mom just got a Dr. Pepper. We crossed the Missouri River and at the time they were still building the new bridge, so I was really afraid to go over it because it looked like someone just bombed it. We were really close to Grandma's house and we'd gotten there, I'd really gotten excited. My aunt and Grandma had always kept crackers and sliced ham on the table. I never knew how they got it always to look so perfect after that many grandchildren. We drove up the street and there were so many cars. I saw my uncle's car, my grandpa's, and my little cousin's, much younger than I am, running around. We tried to find a parking spot, but there were so many cars we had to park on the next street over. All 3 of us climbed out of the car. I didn't even have time to close the car door before my cousins, aunts, uncles, and family friends started crowding around us. That's when I knew something wasn't right. My heart dropped when I hugged my mother and she fell into tears. Yeah, I was 12 at the time, but I was really mature for my age. I knew something put a crack in my family. The family that I cherished with all my being, good or bad, I didn't know. My older cousin Brianna came up to me crying, pulling me closer than ever before. I knew she wasn't right. She buries her face into my shoulder, sobbing her eyes out. We've been close for so many years growing up, but this, I've never seen this side of her. I started tearing up as thoughts wrestled through my mind. She pulls away and grabs mine and my sister's hand, takes us down the street. With everyone else, my family has always been really big on Christianity, but I never was. I wasn't the only one, so I didn't feel alone. Our family, neighbors, and family friends gathered in the front yard. I was surprised on how many people could actually fit in that yard. I grabbed my sister's hand with one hand, and I grabbed my mom's with the other. My Aunt Christy started praying, so all of us bowed our heads. I didn't get why they ever worshipped someone in the sky who'd never been proven to be real. But I couldn't be as smart as about that right then and there. When something like, Lord, if you can hear us, you will give us your blessing and our lives for the loss of my friend, my mother, and my hero. I broke down. I didn't care that they were still praying. I grabbed my sister and hugged her, drowning her. Everything I've ever done to piss my grandma off. I started talking to her, and she didn't hear me. My family started crying and giving each other hugs. We never had been the best, but it was the best we could be all together. I remember when I was younger, me and my grandmother told me never to smoke cigarettes and never to do drugs, and I promised her I never would. We all went inside the house and sat in the living room in silence. There were so many people. There were people in the kitchen, the dining room, and on the stairs, everywhere. I took a seat in the dining room table right next to where her wheelchair was. It was still there, and it was fresh with her scent and her strong perfume. My aunt started singing Daddy's Hands because of my grandfather's song before he passed on. We all started singing and laughing and having a good time. We all crowded around each other into the living room, singing on each other and saying things we remembered about Grandma. I didn't really say anything. I just listened to them and smiled. I went to the bathroom and I saw all her shampoos, the VO5s. She loved those so much. She had short, white, and gray hair. It was always so soft. I saw her shower seat. I was so thankful for everything she's ever done to keep this family together. And then that's when I start to think, what's going to happen next? Was my family going to fall apart? That, I didn't know. But I hoped to the highest power in the world that we'd stay strong and keep ourselves together. I walked out of the bathroom and went straight to my mom. I never really hugged my mom or said I love you, but she knew damn well that I loved her with everything in my body, heart, and soul. My father was never really in my life, so she was my mother, my father, my therapist, my everything. About a week later, we had a funeral. After the service, I walked up and put a note in her coffin. I was really happy I'd finally done that. I'd had that note for a few weeks before she had passed on. I walked away with a smile. I'm pretty sure everyone was thinking, what the hell is she smiling about? I was smiling because I overcame my fears of telling her I needed to tell her. Even though I was probably looking down on me and cursing at me and telling me to go to church, I'm pretty sure she's proud of the person I've become to this day. She hated that I had piercings, she hated I skipped school, she hated I didn't listen to her rules, and she hated that I wasn't the perfect person. But she simply loved me because I was my own person. I'm a spitting image of my grandmother. I remember she told me a story when she was younger, how about she snuck out late at night to go see her boyfriend. I laughed at that, for I never thought my grandma would do something like that or be that kind of person. It made me smile inside. Just to know that I'm not the only one in my family who does that stuff. Everyone had left, so we went home. Brianna came over for a few days because we took a week off of school for family therapy. I was already in therapy at the time, but this was way different than just a plain old, you need to go to a psychiatric hospital and get better therapy. This was when our family became closer and bonded with each other. We continued this family therapy for once a week and for about a year. Sometimes it would be great, sometimes it would be so sad, I didn't want to go home. We didn't always talk about Grandma, but when we did, that's when we bonded. And got closer. That humble woman was the glue to our family. She kept us going until the day we couldn't move. And even then, she'd come around in her wheelchair yelling at us, telling us to do the dishes or be productive. What we didn't know is that all we needed to keep our family sane was each other. As time goes by, we got older, we get wiser, and we become more understanding. Almost 4 years later, I have many piercings. I don't know what my grandma wouldn't be happy about that, but I know damn well she'd be happy of the person I'd become. And how much our family has grown. We've had our ups and downs, but that's part of being human. I know she looks down upon us from her place, and she's proud of what we've all become. We've had new family members, and we've had losses, but from that, we've learned to grow and be happy. I look at myself every day in the mirror, and I see two hoops going through my lips and thinking about how many of the good times we've had with my grandma. I know there were bad times, but we learned from our mistakes and grown to be something we've never thought we'd be. Family isn't trash or treasure to me. It's a gift. Something you can hate with all your might, or something that you can love with every fiber in your being. I never thought I'd be here almost 4 years later with all these silly holes, but everyone has something that reminds them of something special, and even without my snake bites, I always have my family, and that's pretty damn special to me.